The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, there was some shock at the announcement earlier today in relation to Diageo. They are starting a global rollout of a new family leave policy, and it is literally a platinum premium service. From the 1st of July, all Diageo workers who become parents will be entitled to, wait for it, 6 months fully paid paternal leave, regardless of gender. So the mum and the dad, or the dad and the dad, or the mum and the mum, regardless of sexual orientation and regardless of how you became a parent, whether it was natural birth, adoption or surrogacy. Well, to tell us more about this, Santa Claus came early. Liam Reid, Director of Corporate Relations at Diageo, joins us on the line. Explain how this flush of generosity overcame Diageo.
I wouldn't describe it as a rush of generosity, Ivan, but it's a very significant announcement and one we're absolutely delighted with. So today we announced a new global family leave policy, and how that relates to Ireland and to Europe. From the 1st of July, we will be offering equal fully paid maternity or paternity leave of 6 months to all staff on the arrival of a new child, be it through natural birth, be it through surrogacy or adoption. And I suppose the reason that we're doing that was that we recognise that, I suppose, in 2019, mothers don't have babies, people have families. And this recognises that. And it recognises that that there's an expectation and a desire by many people today to spend more time at that very early and important stage of life with their family, that there's massive strains and massive stresses. And by providing paid family leave for people, regardless of gender, regardless of whether they're a mum or a dad, it creates more opportunities. It creates more freedom for people to choose, you know, how they spend time with their family in that early stage.
And in the context of Ireland and globally, how many employees do you have and how much will this cost, do you estimate, a year?
Well, we're not giving out any detail in terms of the financial costs of this. We have roughly 33,000, roughly just over 30,000 people globally, just over 1,000 people on the island of Ireland. On the island of Ireland, just over half of our employees are male. And they range in various ages. Some people are kind of at that stage where they are starting families or continuing to have families. So it is a significant move, but we think it's the right thing to do. And we think that the benefits, not just economic, to us and to society, will greatly outweigh any costs that there are. Because when you look at workplace, then you look at the research, what it shows time after time is that the more diverse, the more progressive a workplace is, it's associated with better performance. It's associated with higher profit as well. So it makes good business sense as well. Yes, it is an investment, but it is an investment that we think will bring returns in the medium to long term.
And just tell me, say you have critical staff that really, you know, are pivotal to the business. How will you replace them from this point of view? What are you offering? Because you will have to replace them. You're offering someone, oh, well, you can have a 6 month contract to fill in for Paddy or Mary or whoever it is. I mean, you're not going to be able to recruit top notchers for that. I mean, will there not be huge logistical problems, leaving aside the cost?
Well, we already have maternity leave, and we have, I suppose, when you look at our business, we have more than 40% of our senior leaders in the UK, a little bit less, but a significant proportion of our senior leaders in Ireland are women. So we're already dealing with that. We're already dealing with backfilling for maternity leave, and we manage through that. But any of the problems or challenges, we're very, very confident we're going to be able to manage through those. And we believe that, again, the benefits that that will accrue to both the individuals and both and to the company will outweigh those challenges that, of course, you're going to face in the day-to-day running of a business. But we don't see them as insurmountable. We don't see them as a challenge. We think that it will create opportunities for people to move into new roles, try new roles, etc. So, again, it's something that we're looking forward to and we think will actually be of benefit rather than of a challenge.
And what do you say when you see statistics that the number of fathers claiming paternity leave, which is only 2 weeks, a lot of people don't claim it?
I know, and I suppose we're beginning on a...
Like after six sleepless nights, you're dying to get back to work. I mean, and you can only spend so many days in the pub anyway.
Well, I don't know about that, Ivan, but I suppose when you look at it, yes, it is a shift and a change. And I remember, like, I worked in media back when we were starting a family and you got 2 weeks, and I was really glad of those. I then worked in government and I got 2 days, which I felt was really not enough. I would have loved to have had more time, but with a big mortgage, etc., couldn't afford to kind of take that unpaid leave. I think there is a cultural shift. You know, as you know, there's always a challenge in terms of people actually feeling empowered to take time off when they have it. And I think it's a learning journey. I think it's going to take time for society to adjust to that. But I think it is already happening. I think you see, like, I suppose when we announced this today, the response from our staff has been overwhelmingly positive.
I'm not surprised. I mean, yeah. Christmas has come early. But the point is, what do you say to SME and different employers up and down the country and say, all very well for Diageo with their big market share, their huge profits can afford this, and small firms will now be put under pressure to match this, and they can't afford it?
Well, we are not telling any company what they should do. That's absolutely up to them. We appreciate as well that different companies are in different spaces and have different elements of resources. It is the right decision for us. We're a large multinational organization. We're delighted to be able to do this. It is right for us to do, but we would never in any shape, way or form try to tell other companies what they should or shouldn't do.
But you can appreciate how it will create a tension, because there's lots of employers don't pay the difference between the 245, which is the statutory maternity pay from the Department of Social Protection, and what your pay was. And that's why a lot of people don't claim it. Somebody's texted in, asked the Diageo spokesman, is the maternity leave offer open to long-term contract staff and to agency staff?
We're working and finalising those details, so we're looking at some of those issues. We haven't finalised absolutely every aspect of this, so happy to come back to you on that. It's being worked out at the moment.
And then finally someone says, has Diageo considered what will happen if a couple meet in their company and start a family? That's two people who will be out for 6 months at the same time, fully paid.
Well, yeah, we're finalising the details for the rest of Europe, but we announced this policy in the UK last month. And the policy...
You have to cancel the Christmas parties and anything that might lead to romance in the workplace.
I was actually mistletoe.
I
was just talking to a colleague, and there are a couple who are at work now. I think they're just after having children, and they're back after maternity leave.
Sick as parrots, they didn't hold off.
perhaps. What will happen there is that if you have a couple, and we've many couples in Diageo, and one person has maternity, the father will get a choice. They have to take it in a block, but you can take it in a block any time up to 12 months following the birth or arrival of the child. So it will allow a couple...
A fortnight here or there.
No. We've made a choice. And again, it's that thing that you mentioned earlier, Ivan, about being able to backfill roles, etc. It makes more sense that we ask people to take it in discrete chunks, because it enables us to plan better in terms of our business needs as well.
All right, my thanks. Explaining the reason why they have taken this landmark decision globally in Diageo, over 30,000 employees, that everybody, once you become a parent, can have 6 months fully paid on the company, regardless of the circumstances of the birth.